I don't hear anything, so I'm going to assume that I'm going live. That first shot was by Ryder Gunderson for the 7-point Eagles. That was up and good. 2 points now, 2-0. T-Jax with the ball now. Gary Gould dribbling around. He'll pass it into Dylan Larson. Dylan out to Braden. Braden to Graydon. He'll put up a 3-point shot. No good. Rebound by Wolf Jackson. Jackson to Ryder Gunderson. He'll dribble down, pass over to Carl Smith with a long 3-point shot. That one's up. No good. Rebound by Jesse. He'll put it back up. That one's up and good. 4-0. T-Jax down 4. Gary Gould with the ball for the T-Jax. He'll dribble down, pass to Graydon. Graydon to Dylan in the paint. He'll draw a foul. Let's see who that foul is on. They're going to call a foul on number 10, Joseph Ortega. Inbound pass to Graydon Severin. He'll dribble to the top. Pass down to Gary Gould. He'll fake a shot, drive in, pass back out to Graydon. Graydon will drive in the paint, put up a shot. That one is up and good. 2-4. And Ryder with the ball for the Eagles. He'll try to pass it off to Carl Smith. It'll be stolen away by Graydon Severin, who will drive in, pass out to Gary. Gary tries to get up a shot. He'll pass it off to Graydon. Graydon will try to pass it down the baseline to J.C. McNess. It's going to go out of bounds. Ortega with an inbound pass, long pass to Carl Smith. It's going to go over his hands and out of bounds. Another turnover. Gary Gould will take it out for the T-Jax. Pass into Graydon Severin. Severin will bring it past the half-court line. Taking time looking for an open player. Pass out to Gary. Gary passed into Dylan. Will be stolen away, though, by Carl. Jesse with the ball for the Eagles. He'll try to drive in, put up a shot. That one's up no good. Rebound by Graydon Severin. Graydon down to Gary. Gary to Braden. Braden will try to get past his defense and pass it off to Gary, but it'll go straight out of bounds. Nice defense by Ortega on that play. He'll bring it down for the Eagles. Over to Carl Smith. Carl back to Ortega. He'll put up a 3-point shot. That one's up and good. 7-2. In favor of the Eagles, Gary Gould with the ball for the T-Jacks. He'll bring it past the half-court line. Pass off to Graydon. Graydon back to Gary. Gary with a long 3-point shot. That one's up and no good. Rebound by a few people, both blue and white. That's going to be a jump ball. So this will stay on this side for the T-Jacks, and they'll quickly call a sign out. Just a quick 30-second timeout. Starting the game for the Eagles is Carl Smith, Ryder Gunderson, Joseph Ortega, Wolf Jackson, and Jesse Starn. In for the T-Jacks, Dylan Larson, Graydon Severin, Gary Gould, J.C. McNeff, and Braden Randall. Score still 7-2 in favor of the Eagles. Just 5 minutes left in the second game of our Peter Pan tip-off. All right. Inbound pass by Gary Gould over to Graydon Severin. Severin with a nice pass in the paint to Dylan Larson. He'll put up a shot. That one's up and good. 4-7. Carl Smith with a long pass over to Jesse Starnes. Jesse will try to get it off. That pass is just a little long to Ryder Gunderson. As he catches it, he's just going to land out of bounds. Graydon will bring the ball down for the T-Jacks. Over to Gary. Gary over to J.C. J.C. will try to get it in. It's going to be another jump ball call as Wolf and J.C. get tied up in the paint there. Position will go to the Eagles. And subbing in for the Eagles is is, let's see, who was that? That was Parker. Parker Larson and with the Eagles. And that pass to Jesse. Jesse will, looks like he's going to go all the way, almost go all the way. Almost throwing away. That will go to Joseph Ortega. He'll put up a shot. No good. He'll end up with the ball again. Pass off to Ryder. Ryder back to Ortega. Ortega to Carl Smith. He'll put up a shot. That one's up and no good. Rebound by Graydon Severin. Severin gets past the half court. Will dribble down off to Gary Gould. Gary tries to get it into Dylan Larson. Will be stolen away by Carl Smith. And that whistle, I'm going to bet, is a foul on 55. No. What was a foul on? Number three. Was a foul on J.C. McNeff as he reached in to try to get the ball. Ortega brings it down for the Sandpoint Eagles. Pass over to Smith. Smith back to Ortega. Ortega with a long pass over to Gunderson. Gunderson, Smith. Smith back to Ortega. He'll put up that three-point shot. That one's up and perfect. 10 to 4. Just under 4 minutes left in the game. Our first quarter. JC with the ball for the T-Jacks. He'll get it into Dylan Larson. He'll try to put up a shot. That one's no good. Rebound by Ortega. Ortega over to Larson. Larson will drive in. And he'll get stuck. It'll be stolen away. Severin with the ball now. He'll dribble down. He'll try to put up a layup shot and get the foul on Carl Smith, I'm sure. Yes, that is a foul on number 23. So on Carl Smith. That foul will put Graydon Severin on the line for two shots. The first shot is up and short. Graydon's second shot is up, and that one's good. 5-10. Starnes with the ball for the Eagles. He'll try to dribble past Braden Brandle, and I'm sure they're going to call a foul on him. Foul on White, 4-0. That is a foul on Braden Brandle, a reaching foul as he was trying to steal the ball. Inbound pass to Ortega. Ortega to Starnes. Starnes, those three-point shots. Up, no good. Rebound by Gary Gould. Gould to Severin. Oh, and they're going to call a carry on Graydon Severin as he was dribbling around looking for an open space. He just kind of put his hand a little too under that ball. So, Sandpoint with the ball now. Ortega to Starnes. Starnes will drive the baseline, put up a shot. That one's up and good. 12-5. 2:45 left in the first quarter. Gary Gould brings the ball down for the T-Jacks. Gould to Severin, Severin back to Gould. Gould back to Severin. He will drive the baseline and stop. Back to Gould. Gould to McNeff under the hoop. He'll pass it off to Severin. He'll drive in, put up a shot off the glass. That one's good. Ortega with the ball for the Eagles, looking like he's going to drive. Dish it off over to Gunderson. Gunderson will try to run the baseline, get it off to Starnes under the hoop. He'll put up a shot. That one's good. 14-7, 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Still in favor of the Eagles. Severin with the ball for the T-Jacks. Severin to Gould. Gould back to Severin at the top. Severin over to Gould. And Gould back to Severin as he cuts in. He'll get it to under the hoop to Larson. He'll put up a shot. No good. It's rebounded by Starnes. Starnes to Ortega. Ortega to Smith, he'll put up a long three-point shot. That one's up and no good. Rebound by Graydon Severin. He'll come down the court and draw a foul as he was trying to pass number 10, Joseph Ortega. So possession will stay at this side for the T-Jacks. Inbound pass to Gary Gould. Gould to Severin. Severin back to Gould. Gary will look, try to look around for an open player, dribble to the top. Oh, he's moving around. Cool back to Severn. Severn back to Gould. Oh, almost. Gary tried to pass it down into the paint to Mac Neff, and he passes to no one. He will go out of bounds. Kim Larson with the ball for the Eagles. He'll put up a three-point shot. That one's up and no good. Rebound by Braden Brandle will come out with it. He'll go all the way, make a shot. That one's up. And good. 9-14, just under a minute left in the first quarter. Ortega with the ball down to Starnes for the Eagles. Back to Ortega. He'll put up a long three-point shot. That one's really short. Rebound by Mac Neff. Mac Neff to Gould. Long pass down to Braden Brandle, who puts up a shot. No good. He'll try to get his own rebound. In that attempt, he'll knock it out of bounds. Possession will go to the Eagles. Ooh, and my favorite little Eagle, Stephen Galvin, goes in for Parker. Inbound pass to Starnes. Starnes to Ortega. Ortega down to Steven. He'll put up a shot. That one's up and good. 9-16, 20 seconds left in this first quarter. Gary Gould with the ball for the T-Jacks. And the pass over to Severn. Severn will put up a shot. No good. Rebound goes to Akeley. Akeley will get it off to Severn, who puts up a shot. No good. It's going to go out of bounds off the Eagles. Inbound pass under the hoop by Gary Gould into Braden Severn. He will make his way to the hoop. And just in time, it looks like he's going to get that shot off right before the buzzer. I'm just going to confirm that that shot was good, 11-16, still in favor of the visiting Sandpoint Eagles. And I can let you know who is on the Sandpoint team. We have ninth grade number 3, Parker Larson, ninth grade number 20, Stephen Galvin, 10th grade number 41, Jesse Starnes, 10th grade number 55, Edmund Cumberledge, 10th grade, number 33, Devin Roll. 11th grade, number 45, Jason Hadarkey. 11th grade, number 23, Carl Smith. 11th grade, number 5, Anthony Webster. And your seniors today, number 11, Ryder Gunderson. Number 10, Joseph Ortega III. And number 25, Wolf Jackson. That really threw me off. I saw Charlie Jackson, and I thought that was a typo, but I guess Wolf's real name might be Charlie. And, of course, they are coached by Brandon Smith. So start of the second, 16-11, still in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Severn will bring it down for the T-Jacks. Severn Gould. Gould into Dylan in the paint. He'll put it up. No good. Rebound by Dylan. He'll put it back up. No good. And that rebound's going to go to Starnes. Starnes will dribble down to Steven. He will pass it off to Ryder Gunderson. Long pass over to Ortega. Ortega with a long pass over to Steven. He'll put up a shot. No good. The rebound will almost go to Starnes as he tries to gain control. It'll just go out of bounds. Possession goes to the T-Jacks. Gary Gould brings it down past the half-court line. And Gould looking for an open player. Pass over to Brandle. Brandle back to Gould. Gould in the paint to Larson. Larson out to Severn. He'll drive the baseline. Put up a shot and draw a foul. That's a foul on Blue 2-3. That's a foul on Carl Smith, and that foul will put Severn back on the line for two shots. His first shot is up and just a little long. And his second shot goes up, and that one's perfect. Even made the little ding. Long pass over to Stephen Galvin down and he'll pass it off to Starnes. Starnes will try to get it to Gunderson. It'll be stolen away. Nice pass. Almost a nice pass over to Braden Brandle by Severin. But it'll go through his hands going out of bounds. And boys getting scolded by their coach here for doing such a long pass. So a little short pass is made by the Eagles over to Starnes. Starnes with a three-point shot. Owns up and no good. Rebound by Brandle. Brandle to Gary Gould. He will make his way to the hoop, put up a shot. That one's up no good. Rebound by Starnes. Starnes looking like he's going to go all the way with it. That one's up. That one, nice left-handed layup, up and good. And that whistle will be a full timeout. Called by, I believe, the Hugh Jack. 12-18, still in favor of the Eagles. Playing for our King Cove, T-Jack. We have ninth grade number 22, Brian Akeley. Ninth grade number 40, Braden Brandle. 10th grade number 1, Elia Lynn. 11th grade number 25, Jeremiah Bellamoda. 11th grade number 4, Jason Duarte. 11th grade number 30, Gary Gould. 11th grade number 2, Graydon Severin. And your seniors, number 3, J.C. McNeff. Number 24, defending on the jersey, Anthony Reeves. And number 55, Dylan Larson. And the T-Jacks are coached by Mr. Markham and Shell Mack. All right, Severin bringing it down for the T-Jacks. Pass off to Gary Gould. Gary looking for an open man. He'll get it back over to Severin. Severin tries to get it in the paint over to Dylan Larson. Gonna go out of bounds. The last touch by the Sandpoint Eagles. And a timeout called this time by Coach Smith. Quick little 30-second timeout. So I don't know if many of you guys are in the area who are listening, but if you are, make sure to come by the games. We are also doing the fan of the game, which is a $50 gift card to AC, donated by AC and KSDP. That goes to the fan who is showing the most sportsmanship, the most school spirit, who is cheering the loudest and proudest for their team. So come on down, cheer for your favorite team, and you could win a $50 gift card. So thank you, AC and KSDP, for that. So inbound pass by the T-Jacks to Gary, to Dylan Larson. He'll put up a three-point shot. That one's up and good. 50-18. Ooh, and almost a deal by Dylan Larson, but he's going to get a body call on that, or a push, as they would call it. So that foul will give the ball to the Eagle. Ortega with the ball, pass over to Smith. Smith back to Ortega. Ortega to Gunderson. Gunderson back to Ortega. He'll put up a long three-point shot. No good. Rebound by Gunderson. Puts up a shot. No good. Steven with the ball for the Eagles. Long pass over to Ortega. Ortega to Smith. He puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by Severin for the T-Jets. He will drive. Pass off to Dylan Larson. He'll put up another three-point shot. That one's up and short. Rebound by Brandle. Brandle to Gould. Gould at the corner of the top of the key here. Looking for an open player. He'll get it off to Dylan. Dylan almost loses it. He'll regain his composure, get it off to Gould. Gould signaling some plays to his boys. He'll try to drive. He'll put it up. That one's up and good. Now just a one-point lead for the Sandpoint Eagles as it's 18-17. Ortega with the ball. Ortega to Gallivan. He'll put up a shot. That one's no good. Rebound by Brandel. Brandel to Severin. Severin to J.C. McNeff. And I don't know why he doesn't take these shots. He gets the ball under the hoop, but doesn't put it up. He'll pass it out to Larson. Larson to Severin. Severin to Gould. Gould into Larson. He'll put up a shot. That one's up and good. For the first time tonight, the T-Jacks with the lead 19-18 in favor of the T-Jacks. Smith with the ball for the Eagles over to Gunderson. He'll put up a shot. No good. Nice almost rebound by Starnes. It'll go out of bounds as he was coming down off him. Severin with the ball for the T-Jacks over to Brandover. He'll take a shot. Pass it off to Severin. Severin to Gould with a wide-open three-point shot. No good. Rebound by Gunderson. He'll get it taken away by Larson. Larson puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by Brandel. Brandel to Gould. Gould to Dylan Larson at the corner for the three. That one's up and good. 22-18 now, just under 3 minutes left in the first half. Almost a crazy pass over to... Ooh. Nice offense being played by our T-Jacks. Braden Severin with the steal, and as he was going out of bounds, he just throws it off the leg of one of these boys in blue. Gary Gould with the ball for the T-Jacks. Get it over to Severin. Severin will drive, looking for somebody. He'll get it off to Dylan. Dylan Larson will drive. That one's up, but no good. Rebound by J.C. McNeff. He dribbles out. Braden Severin with the ball. He will put up a shot. No good. He's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. And Gary Gould with the inbound pass to Dylan Larson. Dylan will take a three. Pass it off to Gary Gould. Gary to Severin. Severin back to Gould. Gould looking for an open flare. He'll take it up top. Pass it off to Severin. Severin back to Gould. 3 minutes left in the first half. Severin down in the paint to Dylan Larson. He tries to put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Gary. He'll put up a shot. No good. This rebound will go to Gunderson. Gunderson over to Ortega. He'll bring it past the half-court line. He'll put up a long three-point shot. That one's up and no good. Oh, rebound by... The ball's going to end up in the hands of Braden Severin. Severin will make his way to the hoop. Pass it out to J.C. McNeff. He puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by Ortega. Ortega to Gunderson, looking like he's going to drive. I'll pass it out to Smith. Smith with the shot. Up and no good. Rebound by Larson. By Dylan Larson. I should clarify, as we have a Larson on both sides. J.C. McNeff with the shot. That one's no good. Rebound by Braden Brandel. Braden to Braden Severin. Braden back to Braden, cutting into the hoop. He puts up a shot. No good. Rebound will go to Joseph Ortega. Ortega with the ball for the Eagles. He'll get it off to Smith. Smith in the paint to Starnes. He'll put up a shot. Up and no good. Rebound by Ortega. Ortega to Smith. Smith to Gunderson. He puts up a shot. No good. And we're trying to let the officials know. Let's see this. Hey, Braden, grab that off the floor, please. Sorry, we just have a little trash on the floor. Thank you. Throw it anywhere. All right. T-Jacks with the ball. Just 1:30 left in the first half. Gary Gould bringing it down for the T-Jacks. They bring it past the half court. Pass off to Severin. Severin back to Gould. He's just taking his time. Over to Severin. Severin back to Gould. He'll bring it back to Severin. I think boys just taking their time. Winding down the clock, still 22-18. Gary Gould with a shot. That one's no good. Over to McNeff. McNeff to Severin. He'll drive. No good. Rebound by Starnes. looking like he's going to go all the way with it, and he sure does. No good. Rebound by Severin, looking like he's going to go all the way with it, and does. That one's up and good. 24-18 now. Starnes brings it down for the Eagles, and an obvious foul on number three. That's a foul on number three. That's a foul on J.C. McNiff as Starnes is trying to make his way. Just kind of give him a little shove. And Parker taking a seat for the Eagles, and coming in is Smith. Gunderson with the ball over to Starnes. He puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Ortega. It'll be stolen away by McNiff on that one. And as he was trying to get it off to Severin, he just takes a little extra step. Travel on the T-Jack, and Ortega will inbound pass to Jackson. Jackson with a long shot. That one's no good. That whistle is a foul on White. Blue, 2-3. That's a foul on Carl Smith. I believe that's his third foul. An over-the-back call on that. So Severin brings it past the half-court line for the T-Jacks, and he'll just take his time up there. Boys just taking their time. I think they're just trying to wind down the clock. Gary with the ball, and he puts up a shot. That one's up and good for three. Just all right, that buzzer is the end of the first half, 27-18 in favor of the T-Jack. So I'll hand it to you for the next 10 minutes, Virgil.
Sounds good, and I'll keep you in queue. Thank you, Amy.
All right, thanks.
All right, we are going to say a big thank you and reset my clock. We've got a little bit of halftime music and how about not thinks, but thanks.
I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSTP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, TelAlaska, the City of King Cove, the Shumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska. The Newton family at Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, are proud sponsors of high school basketball here on KSDP Radio. The Newtons want to thank the people of the Aleutians East Borough for making our communities wonderful places to live. For more information about the Barefoot Inn, 532-2327. That's 532-2327. The Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, proud sponsors of KSDP and high school basketball. High school basketball on KSDP is supported by the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. The Alaska Commercial Company has been serving the communities of Alaska since 1868 and offers groceries and other household goods. For more details, 497-2632. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
And moving on, we are going back to the 80s.
Found out about you and I. KSDP Radio, 830 AM, Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on translator K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
Oh, remember the mockingbird, my baby bird. He used to sing for a supper, baby. Yes, he used to sing for his dinner, baby. He used to sing so sweet, but since my baby left me, he ain't sang a tune all day. Oh, remember the bluebirds and the honeybees? They used to sing for the sunshine. Yes, they used to sing for the honeybees. Since my baby left me, ain't seen a tune all day.
traffic right there with Paper Sun. Jimi Hendrix before that, and there is Amy back on after the break. Are you about ready, Amy?
Into the third quarter, 31-24. Still in favor of the T-Jacks. Parker Larson with that three-point shot. It's going to go up, and that one's no good. It's going to go off the back of the backboard, which is an out-of-bounds. Possession will go to the T-Jacks. Severin with the ball. He'll bring it past the half-court line. Pass it off to Gould. Gould to Brandle. And he will dribble around, get it off to Severin. Severin into Larson in the paint. He'll try to put the shot up. It goes up, and it's no good. Rebound by Smith. And it's going to go out of the bounds as he tries to pass it off to Starn. Subbing in for Parker Larson is Stephen Gallivan. Ortega with the ball for the Eagles. He tries to get past some defense. He'll get it off to Starn. Starn's back to Ortega. He'll take it to the top of the key. Inbound. And tries to get it in and up to Smith. He'll put up a shot. That one's up and no good. Rebound by Gary Gould. He'll pass it down to Braden Brandle. He'll put up a shot. That one's no good. Rebound by Ortega. Ortega to Gunderson. He puts up a three-point shot. That one, actually, the officials are saying that was a two-point shot. That shot is up and good for 231-26. Still in favor of the T-Jacks. Gary Gould to bring it past the half-court line for them. He'll dribble past his defense, put up a shot. That one's up and no good. Rebound by Starnes. He will drive down. He'll take it all the way. That shot's up and no good. Rebound by Gould. Gould past the half-court line over to Severin. Severin will take a three-point shot. Up and no good. Rebound by Larson, Dylan Larson. It'll be stolen away from Starnes by Starnes. Starnes to Ortega and an obvious foul on number two. I'm almost positive. Yes, that's a foul on White, number two, with the push. That's a foul on Graydon Severin. Possession will stay here with the Eagles. Inbound pass to Starnes. Starnes to Ortega. Ortega over to Galvin. He takes the three-point shot. That one's up and no good. He'll get his own rebound, though. He'll drive, pass it out to Starnes. Starnes to Ortega. He'll take a long three-point shot. That one's up and no good. And going to go out of bounds as Gary and Ryder both try to get that rebound. It'll go out of bounds off Gary Gould. So an inbound pass to Gunderson. Gunderson to Starnes. Starnes to Smith. Smith back out to Gunderson. Gunderson to Gallivan. He'll put up a shot. That one's up and good. Good for three. 29-31. Still in favor of the T-Jacks. Severin with the ball. He will try to drive. It'll almost be stolen away by Gallivan. Looking like they're going to call a foul in that attempt to steal. It's a foul on Blue, 2-0. That is a foul on Stephen Gallivan, his first. And down pass to Severin. Severin to Gould. Gould into Larson in the paint. He puts up a shot. That one's up and no good. As Ortega was trying to bring the ball down, he'll get a foul call, or he'll draw the foul on number 55, White. That's a foul on Dylan Larson. So inbound pass to the Eagles to Gunderson. Gunderson to Starnes. Starnes to Ortega. Pass over to Galvin. He'll try the three again. That one's up and good. Two back-to-back threes by Stephen Galvin. 32-31. That gives the Eagles the lead. Gary Gould over to Severin for the T-Jacks. He passes back to Gould. Gould to Dylan Larson. He'll put up a three. No good. That one's long. Rebound by Braden Brandle. Brandle to Severin. He will drive in the paint and dish it off to J.C. McNeff, who puts up a shot. That one's no good. They're going to call an offensive foul on White, 5-5. That's a foul on Dylan Larson as he gave his defense a little shove. T-Jack playing a press now on the Eagles. Inbound pass to Smith. Smith to Ortega. They will beat that press and get past the half-court line. Ortega to Galvin. Galvin back to Ortega. Oh, a nice pass in the paint to Starnes. He'll put up that shot. That one's up and good, giving the Eagles a three-point lead. Now 31-34. Severin with the ball for the T-Jacks. He will drive, put up a shot. That one's up and no good. He'll try to get his own rebound. Going to go out of bounds off the hands of Jesse Starnes. Possession will stay with the T-Jacks. Gary Gould will take it out under the hoop for them. Inbound pass to Dylan Larson. He puts up a shot. Up and no good. Strong rebound by Starnes. Long pass down to Ortega. It's going to be stolen away by Gary Gould. He will dribble down for the T-Jack. He will drive all the way. Almost put up a shot. Pass it off to Severin. Severin with a three-point shot. Tying the game at 34. 1:30 left in the third quarter. Ortega with the ball for the Eagles. He gets it off to Gunderson. Gunderson will try to get it back to Ortega. He'll be stolen away by the a couple of T-Jack. And boys just going a little too fast for themselves. And pass by Dylan Larson tries to get over to Braden Brown. It'll go straight out of bounds. Possession will go to the Eagles. Gunderson with the ball for them. Over to Ortega. Ortega to Starnes. Starnes down to, oh, nice. Let's see what the call is. He'll pass it into Smith. Smith will pass it off to Galvin. Galvin will jump up, not even touch the ground. He'll put that shot right back up. And that shot was good. He will draw the foul on that shot, giving him a chance to make it a three-point play. And really quick, a timeout being called by Coach Markham, I believe. Either way, 30-second timeout. And, of course, when we get out of this timeout, that will... We'll go right back into the game with Stephen Galvin on the free throw line for the Eagles. And then after this game, we'll take a little break. Game three of our 2018 Peter Pan tip-off will be between the Bethel Warriors, their Lady Warriors, and the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. I think that is scheduled to be at 4 o'clock, and of course we'll have coverage for all you guys. And we'll keep you posted if those times change. So Stephen Galvin at the line to make this a three-point play for himself. That shot is up and no good. Rebound by Graydon Severin. Severin over to Gould. He'll take a three-point shot, and that will give the T-Jacks a one-point lead, 37-36 minute left in the third quarter. Ortega with the ball for the Eagles. He will drive. That one's up and good, giving the Eagles a one-point lead, 37-38. Gould to bring in past the half-court line for the T-Jacks. Pass down to Larson. Larson to Severin. He'll put up a three-point shot. That one's off. No good. Rebound by Brandle. Brandle to Gould. He'll put up a three-point shot. No good. Rebound by Severin. He will try to drive. It'll be stolen away from him by Gunderson. Looking like he's going to go all the way with it, and does. That one's up and no good. Rebound by Starnes. Starnes to Gunderson in the paint. Boy's just getting a little bit excited. And they're going to call a foul on number three, White. That's a foul on J.C. McNeff. So an inbound pass to Ortega for the Eagles. Over to Gunderson. Gunderson back to Ortega. Ortega to Starnes. He'll try to drive. He'll put up a shot. That one's no good. Rebound by Gunderson. He'll try to put up a shot. That one's no good. Derry with the shot for the T-Jacks. And that was a long three-point shot by Gary Gould as he tries to beat the buzzer and does. That shot is up and good, giving the T-Jacks a two-point lead now, 40-38, in favor of the T-Jacks. This lead going back and forth. Always exciting between these two teams. And again, if you are here, be sure to stop up, support your T-Jacks rookies and all the visiting teams. Plenty of room funny person. And I think for the rest of the day, I think we have a 4 o'clock game between the, like I said, the Bethel Lady Warriors and the Lady Eagles. And then I believe we have two more games after that. Not quite sure the order, but I believe we have three more games tonight. We should give you all those games. And that buzzer is the start of the fourth quarter of game two of our 2018 Peter Pan tip-off. Gary Gould with the ball for the T-Jacks. Pass off to Severn. Severn back to Gould. Gould back to Severn. Boys just kind of passing it around. They'll give it back to Gould. He'll try to drive, put up a shot. That's no good. Rebound by Gary Gould. He puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by Severn. He will dribble out. Get it off to Gould. Gould back to Severn. He has a look at the three-point shot. That one's up and good. A five-point lead now for the T-Jacks, 43-38. Ooh, Ortega with the ball trying to find an open player. T-Jacks playing a press, and I think Coach Smith might have noticed that players were in trouble with that press and called timeout. In for the Eagles, Joseph Ortega, Ryder Gunderson, Wolf Jackson, Carl Smith, and Jesse Starnes. And I believe I would tell you who's in for our T-Jacks, but they're all huddled together. In for our T-Jacks, Braden Brandle, Dylan Larson, Braden Severn, Gary Gould, and J.C. McNeff. T-Jacks will inbound pass on their half of the court here. Inbound pass to Gunderson. Gunderson to Starnes. Starnes to Ortega. Back to Gunderson. He's looking for an open player. He'll get it to Ortega. Ortega back to Starnes. Starnes swings it over to Gunderson. He'll put up a shot. That one's no good. Rebound by Jackson. Jackson will put up the shot. That one's up and good. 43-40 now. Just under 7 minutes left in this game. Gary Gould to bring it down for the T-Jacks. Over to Severn. Severn will bring it to the top. Back to Gould. Gould back to Severn. Severn over to Larson. Larson to the side over to Braden Brandle. He'll put up a shot. That one's no good. Rebound by Jackson. Pass it off to Gunderson. Gunderson to Starnes. Starnes to Ortega, who got a wide open look at a three-point shot. That one's up and no good. And in an attempt for that rebound, can go out of bounds off the hands of Gary Gould. Possession will stay here with the Eagles. Gunderson to Ortega, back to Gunderson, over to Starnes. Starnes to Ortega, he will shoot the three. No good, rebound by Wolf Jackson, he'll put up a shot. No good, he'll get his own rebound. He'll dribble out. He will find Ortega. Ortega will find Carl Smith cutting into the basket. 42-41, just a one-point lead for the T-Jacks as Gary Gould brings it past the half-court line. Gould to Larson. Larson pass over to Severn. He will drive, put up a shot. That one's no good. Rebound by Starnes. Starnes will try to get it into Gunderson cutting through, but that pass is just a little bit overthrown. Parker Larson coming in for Wolf Jackson for the Eagles. And the position will go to the T-Jacks. And Gary will slowly bring it past the half-court line. He will take his time up the top. Get it over to Severn. And they'll get it into Dylan Larson under the hoop. He'll try to put up a shot. That one's up and no good. Oh, All right. Gary Gould will bring the ball down for the T-Jacks. He'll get it up seven. Severin will try to drive. He'll pass it out to Dylan Larson. Dylan Larson will get it to the baseline to Brayden Brando. He'll take a shot, go up with it, dribble in, go up with it, and that shot is good. 45-42 as Ortega gets it down to Parker Larson. He puts up a three-point shot. That one's no good. Rebound by Starnes. He puts it right back up. That one's up and good. 45-44, still a one-point lead for the T-Jacks. Gary Gould will pass it in the paint to Dylan Larson. He'll get it out to Brayden Brando. He'll put up a shot. That one's no good. Strong rebound by Starnes. He'll dribble down. He will nice pass over to Ryder Gunderson. And he will make a nice about 15-foot shot. And that'll give Soundpoint a one-point lead, 46-45. And as Severin tries to get it through to Brayden Brando cutting in to the hoop, it'll go right off his hands and out of bounds. Possession will go to the Eagles. And Joseph Ortega will try to get it down. He'll pass it off to Starnes, and they're going to call a travel on him. And that turnover will give the ball to the T-Jacks. Gary Gould brings it down for the T-Jacks. T-Jacks still taking their time. Gary will take a three-point shot. That one's up and good, giving the T-Jacks a two-point lead. 48-46, just over 3 minutes left in this game. Ortega with the ball. He'll get it off to Larson. Larson will shoot the three. That one's up and perfect. 49-48, again, a one-point lead for the Eagles as Severin brings it down for the T-Jacks. He'll try to drive and draw the foul. And that foul is going to be on Joseph Ortega. Inbound pass from Gary Gould to Graydon Severin. Severin over to Larson. He has an open look at the three. That one's up and good. Boy, she's going back and forth with these leads. T-Jacks with a two-point lead now. Starnes drives, gets it off to Parker Larson. He shoots a three again. Up and no good. Rebound by Carl Smith, who puts it right back up and ties the game at 51. Just 3 minutes left in the game as Graydon Severin brings it down for the T-Jacks. Gets it over to Gould. Gould will try to drive. He'll put up a shot. That one's up and good. 51-53. T-Jacks on top. Nice pass down to Starnes. He'll get it off to Ortega. Ortega to Larson. Larson back to Ortega. Boys just swinging it around. Carl Smith will end up with a three-point shot. Allen's up and no good. Rebound by Severin. Severin slowing it down. He'll pass it off to Gary Gould. Gary slowing it down. He'll try to dribble past. He'll get it off to Dylan, who dishes it right back to him. He'll pass it off to Brayden Brando, who shoots the three. That one's no good. Almost a rebound by Gary Gould. In that attempt, he'll end up being out of bounds. So, and that whistle was what? Not quite sure what that whistle was. Either way, Ortega with the ball for the Eagles. Bring it down. Ortega to Starnes. Starnes will set up a shot. That one's up and good. Again, tying the game at 53. Just under 2 minutes left. Severin with the ball. He'll bring it past the half-court line. He tries to get past his defense. And he'll drive it into the paint. Pass it off to Gould. Gould back to Severin. Severin will try to drive, get it off to JC. JC will pass it out to Gary Gould, who will put up that three-point shot again. 56-53 in favor of the T-Jacks. Ortega with the ball for the Eagles. He drives. Ooh, and they're going to call maybe not a travel. They're going to call a foul on White, number three. That's a foul on J.C. McNeff. So the Blue will take it out. Oh, and almost a steal by Brayden Brando as that pass goes to Jesse Starnes. He puts up a shot. That one's no good. Going to go out of bounds after that shot. Possession goes to the T-Jacks. Eagles looking like they're starting to play a press on the T-Jacks. See if they can get past it. Gary Gould dribbles down. He will make it past the half-court line. Braden Brandle with a nice pass over to Braden Severin cutting to the hoop. He'll put up a shot. That one's no good, but he will draw a foul. That was a foul on Blue 2-5. That's a foul on Wolf Jackson. That foul will put Braden Severin on the line for two shots.
Don't miss it.
The first shot is up and good, making it 57-53, still in favor of the T-Jacks. A minute six left in this game. And his second shot is up and good as well, 58-53 now. Coach Carl Smith calling a timeout, making some sub changes for his boys. And looking like Stephen Galvin is going into the game. Luna, you go to that bathroom out there. All right. Again, 58-53, still in favor of the T-Jacks of Game 2 of our Peter Pan tip-off. Just a minute four left in this game. And the end of that timeout means the ball will go with the Eagles. In for the Eagles, Galvin, Starnes, Larson, Smith, and Ortega. In for the T-Jacks, Randall, Severin, Larson, Gould, and McNeff. Ortega with the ball for the Eagles. To get it over to Larson. Larson with a long three-point shot up and no good. Oh, rebound by Severin. Severin to Gould. Gould back to Severin. He'll run the baseline, put it up. That one's up and no good. Rebound by Larson. And Starnes just a little slow getting off the floor. I think he was hoping for an offensive foul on there, but didn't get it. And they're calling a foul on Gary Gould. That foul is a 17 foul for the T-Jacks. That means that we'll put Parker Larson on the line for his one-on-one shot. He'll shoot the first. They'll play it off the rebound. If he makes it, he'll get another shot. So the shot is up, and it's no good. Rebound by Dylan Larson. He'll get it over to Gary Gould. Gould will try to get it over to Severin and drop out. That foul is on Joseph Ortega. Ryder Gunderson coming into the game for the Eagles. Seconds left in the game. He just was an inbound pass here. I think they're just, our officials might be clarifying a few things. Both at the scorer's table. And I believe that might have been the fifth foul for number 10, Joseph Ortega, which means he'll be out for the remaining 35 seconds of the game. So Gary Gould with an inbound pass to Dylan Larson. Dylan trying to get past the half-court line. He does. He'll get it off to Braden Brandle. Braden with the drive. He tries to make his way to the hoop, draw the foul. And that's a foul on 23. That's a foul on Carl Smith. I believe that's at least his fourth foul. So inbound pass to Dylan Larson. Dylan to Braden. And that's going to be a foul on number 55. And those quick fouls will put 9 points at 7 fouls, which means both teams are in bonus right now. that will put somebody on the line for their one-and-one shot. Boys call a timeout, and really quick, the one-and-one, after seven fouls, the teams will start shooting for those fouls, and they'll get one shot. They'll play it off the rebound. If they make the first shot, they will get a second shot. And I will let you know who will be at the line for the two Jacks when they get out of their timeout. In for the Eagles, Gunderson, Smith, Larson, Starnes, and Gallivan. In for the T-Jacks, Gould, Severin, McNeff, Brandel, and Akeley. That is Brian Akeley. And the foul was, we'll put Braden Brandel off the line for his one-and-one attempt. So his shot is up and no good. Rebound by Starnes. Starnes will go all the way with almost all the way with it. He'll get it off to Gallivan. He'll put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Larson. He'll get it to Smith. He'll put up the shot. And that one's up and good. Oh, and that will shorten the lead by two. And I see Coach Smith getting excited about something. He must have a plan for these last 5 seconds of the game. 58-56, a two-point lead for the T-Jacks. He did some sub changes. So, yeah, we have, let's see, who's in for, I think Larson and Galvin will take a seat for the Eagles, and we will have Cumberledge and Jackson come in for those two. So, again, just 5 seconds left in the game. Both teams in bonuses, 58-56. And we have a steal. Let's see what is going on. We have 1 second left on the clock, which I don't believe is right because once you inbound pass the ball, until they touch it, they shouldn't have started the clock. Our officials going to the table will see what they decide. But it's looking like in that pass attempt, it might have been stolen from the T-Jacks. So, officiating, I guess. Still no change on the clock. They might have called a timeout. Okay, looking like they're not going to change the clock. Maybe I missed something. Maybe they passed it and I didn't see it. And it was stolen away by the Eagles. So 1 second left, a two-point lead by King Cove. Inbound pass to Carl Smith. He puts up a long three-point shot. Collins up and no good. T-Jacks will come away victorious in this game, 58-56. Great game, and we will go ahead and touch bases with you after this game.